Welcome everyone to a special edition of the Spectacular Comic Book Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Reiner. Today, joined by a very special guest, we have Ollie Caroni. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. You are the founder of Elite Comics 11. Would you call it a vendor? Or is it a club? Describe what this is.
It's the premier online marketplace for vintage books, like big high-end vintage books on Instagram. So we're a marketplace. We do direct sales. We do some consignments, but we're constantly updating the page with crazy vintage comics.
So yeah, we're not talking about selling a $20 comic book or stuff like that. You're going back into the 60s, 50s, 1980s, selling the big first issues or first appearance books for hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's our bread and butter. I mean, we try to also bring in some modern stuff here and there, but our bread and butter is the vintage books.
And you'd be a fun person to talk to about this stuff. We're going to get into some of those comics a little later, but you got something very special that you're organizing and putting on AtCon, which is going to be launching here on February 8th and 9th. Walk us through what this thing is.
So AtCon is going to be the first ever online comic convention on Instagram. It's going to be 100% free, and it is a thank you to the community. We're going to bring most of the aspects that people love about traditional comic conventions, and we're going to put it online and let people consume it wherever they are. I mean, you're going to see things like there's going to be vendors on Elite Comics 11. We're going to be slashing our own fees to guarantee that every book posted is a great deal. So that's something cool. We're going to be having live auctions as well. We're going to have a few charity auctions. And we're also going to have the first ever live auction on Elite Comics 11. And it's going to be Tales of Suspense 39. That's the first Iron Man. And it's going to have a starting bid of only $11. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the non-sales side, over at Elite_Center11, you're going to find, I mean, there's going to be interesting discussion panels people can participate in for free. There's going to be contests. There's a $400 cosplay contest. There's also a $100 kids drawing contest. And we're going to be giving away thousands of dollars of books, comic books, throughout the day on February 8th. I've never heard of anyone doing anything like that. So it really is a thank you to the community. And you want to be sure to go and follow Elite_Center11 to make sure you get all of this.
How does that work? How do you hold an online convention?
We actually opened up essentially an e-venue or forum. It's Elite_Center11. And it's on that page where we're going to put a floor layout. We're going to have panels. We're gonna have some contests. We have a cosplay contest, a kids drawing contest, and so we're using Elite_Center11 as the non-transactional side of things, and then Elite_Center11 will be where the sales happen.
Let's say I dress up as Howard the Duck or Galactus or something like that, and I want to be a part of this cosplay contest.
Yes.
How do I go about that? Do I record video of myself, pictures? How are you handling it?
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, we are asking people to get in, you know, go ahead and dress up. And then within view, you have to write, you know, there's rules on the site where you have to write on a piece of paper that's within view that, you know, you're doing this for AtCon and it has the date and everything. And then we're going through, we have a panel of judges. They're going to look at all these entries and there's going to be a $400 prize.
Wow. And then are you going to have any special guests, people in the comic world? You said you have some panels.
Yeah. So we have, Buzz from Vampirella. He's an artist working on Vampirella. Michael Kingston, who's the writer of Headlocked.
Yeah.
That's a popular wrestling comic. And we have a bunch of successful Kickstarter comic artists and writers as well. We're going to be announcing more of them this week, but we're really excited.
And I can't wait to check this out. Again, that is February 8th and 9th online. It should be a good time. And we wish you the best of luck on that. I want to know about you as a person here and how you got involved with Elite Comics and back issues in general, right? Or these kind of vintage comics. You sent me a bio and it says you were a farmer and lawyer. That sounds like a cool superhero right there. The lawyer farmer. But walk me through kind of your life a little bit.
Okay, yeah. It's a bit of an unlikely path, but it's cool. So, yeah, I am a lawyer. So I'm still practicing, and I am still a farmer. Actually, my family has a meat farm here in California. So I've taken, you know, management of that. And I also am a lawyer as well. But, you know, the way this started is, first of all, I've always been a comic book fan. So I've always read them. I mean, my childhood was more of the Jim Lee X-Men type era, like early 90s or so. That's when I was really into comics. But I always wanted the vintage comics. Like, I always did. But, you know, finances and such, I could never really, I couldn't have them when I was a kid. So, you know, about 3 years ago, I just decided, hey, you know, what are some kind of alternate fun investments that I could probably get into? So I was like, hey, you know, it'd be really cool. You know, there's stocks and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, it'd be really cool if I could get a hold of some of these old scarce vintage books and just enjoy them, and at the same time do something that actually might grow. I just thought it was a really good idea, and I started out like that. I got
what was the first one?
Spider-Man number one. It was a
holy hell.
Yeah, CGC.
You're not messing around here.
Yeah, it was CGC slabbed. It was my first slab, and that was a good entry point for me, having been like such a big. I mean, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so I thought that that was a good entry point if I really was going to do this.
So now, did you just keep that one, or is that one that you sold and then kind of created a revenue stream so you could buy more, sell more?
I kept it for a few years. And then I actually, you know, one of the things Elite Comics 11 does is we actually, people send us their books, and we actually have experts that improve the condition of the books through various methods, which we're going to cover at a panel at AtCon. But I essentially turned a Spider-Man 1 that was graded as a 4.5 into a 6.0. So that kind of jump in condition is, there's a whole bunch of value that's created. So I actually did end up selling it on our site, but, you know, I definitely have replaced it with other books, and I'm always looking for more.
Okay, I got to know, what did you buy this for, and then what'd you sell it for?
I sold it for, I bought it for, it was $7,000, and then...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but as a 6, as a 6.0, as a 6.0, I sold it for about $16,000.
Wow. Wow. So just that restoration... And then I guess, you know, comics go up in value.
Yeah.
I've improved that much. That's crazy.
Yeah. Technically, it's not restoration. It's an improvement, because restoration is just a completely different. It would actually hurt the value. But yes, it's like it's huge. It's like a 1.5 bump doesn't sound like a lot. But in these vintage comics, a jump like that is huge, especially when you get above a 5.0.
So when I buy old books, the most I've spent on one was like $50, I think.
Yeah.
I just immediately started reading it. And I bet people, like, would you cringe if I did that? If you handed me like that Spider-Man one, my gut would just be like, you got to read this right now.
I wouldn't cringe. I mean, as long as I told you what you were doing. And then if you still wanted to do it, hey, it's yours. And I mean, these things are meant to be enjoyed, but, you know, they also look pretty nice slabbed up. So they're always there. I mean, I always ask myself, hey, one day, you know, maybe when I'm older, am I just going to crack these and open them up for fun? I think the answer is no, but it's tempting sometimes.
Yeah. You sold that for $16,000. What's the biggest sale you've had at Elite Comics 11?
It actually happened last year in 2019. It was Detective Comics 31. So there's Batman 227 is like this really classic Neil Adams cover where Batman's like in front of a castle. There's a castle depiction. It's really, but that's actually a throwback to Detective Comics 31, which is the book I sold. And in a 1.0 condition, which you would think is pretty low, but these things are so scarce, it sold for over $40,000.
What's your second biggest?
My second biggest would be Amazing Fantasy 15. There was a 4.0. I mean, it cracked into the 30s, but the Amazing Fantasy 15, for those of you who don't know, is the actual first appearance of Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. I want that.
Yeah. And I have one, but my own personal copy currently is a 2.5. But man, I love all copy. I mean, all grades of that book. It's awesome.
So I have a copy of Batman 12. Okay. That is probably what you'd consider a 1.0 or maybe a 2.0. What do you think that thing's worth?
Spider-Man 12.
No, Batman 12.
Oh, Batman 12. Wow. Okay. Huh.
It's old. I bought it for $20 at a convention. There was just this old guy there with these boxes of, they weren't in bags or anything, just these boxes of classic comic books. Like there was Westerns and all sorts of stuff like that. And people were going nuts at his table. I just went over there and people are just grabbing comics and he was selling all of them just for $20 a pop. And I grabbed that Batman 12. I was
like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it was banged up. It looked like it was maybe in an attic or a basement. You know, it's weathered and looks like it was loved by someone. It's at one point in life, a couple $100 maybe, something like that.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, one of the great things about our platform on Elite Comics 11 is people like you, like, you know, since condition matters so much, we're happy to take a look at people's books and kind of give them our evaluation just kind of as to value and what kind of condition they're in.
I go about that, by the way? If I wanted you to take a look at my book,
yeah,
does it start with sending you pictures and you're like, not interested, or and then it's like mail it in later?
No, what happens is you'd send us in pictures. We take a look at the pictures kind of informally. There's only so much you could see on pictures. If we felt like we could improve the book for you, we could talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. If we felt based on the pictures that it is what it is at that point, it's too beat up and we can't really work on it, we'd let you know too. And we're always happy to just tell people in the community kind of what they have. And we're not, I mean, most of our page is consignments anyway. So we're not really out there trying to like buy people's books for nothing. Like we just, right. I mean, we're looking at the long run. We're just there to just be a place that people could come to get information about these things.
You have a page dedicated to books that you're going to be selling. Is there anything from your stash that you're pulling out, big comics that are going to be kind of an event? Anything we can look forward to like that?
Oh, yeah. We have a special stash. So the AtCon books, this is a special stash we've been working on, which is why I haven't been sleeping a ton. But yeah. They're ready to go. I mean, we're into the hundreds for sure. I mean, there's a lot of great books that are going to be hitting this page. And like I said, we're cutting our own fees and in exchange requiring the consigners to actually, you know, make sure that they're giving people a solid deal. So this is going to be, I'm not aware, no one's ever done an online comic convention like this on Instagram, but these deals, I mean, yes, you find this at traditional conventions, but our prices are going to blow those prices away.
And I have to know, are you going to have something that exceeds the $40,000 that you made off of that one book? You going to have something that's like a huge number one or character reveal, one of the classic Marvels?
We're going to be posting our biggest book ever for Elite Comics 11. It's really cool. And I don't quite want to reveal it yet, but it's going to turn some heads for sure.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to see what that is. And again, just tell us where people can go for this kind of stuff to find out about these books and the con itself.
Sure. I think the best starting point is it's Elite_comics11. That's our main page. And yes, we're over 10,000 followers now. And then you'll see instructions on there, but you also want to go ahead and follow Elite_center11. And that's where all the, you know, the non-sales side stuff is going to happen. That's where you're going to see discussion panels. We have a ton of good discussion panels. We're going to have charity auctions. There's going to be the contest, the cosplay contest, a kids drawing contest, and more special guests are going to be added as well.
And what are the hours going to be for this convention?
Well, it's generally going to take place. It's going to start on February 8th. And the non-sale stuff is going to happen on February 8th, starting at 10 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to go to about 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's going to be a pretty much an all-day event.
I can't wait to see how this goes for you. Best of luck with everything, with the con and Elite Comics. I really got to see what this big, big book is that you're going to reveal. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thanks again, everyone, for listening. And be sure to tune in again to our regular episodes that review the week's newest books, tell you what's coming next week, and also give you insight from the creators themselves in interviews. Thanks again for all the support. See you next time.